For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Midterm elections are exactly 1 week away. In recent weeks, gubernatorial candidates, Republican incumbent Governor Henry McMaster, and Democratic challenger State Representative James Smith, fielded questions on many topics like education, taxes, gun control, even the lottery. Monday, their lieutenant governor running mates did the same. But first,
Pamela Evett, and I'm the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. I'm honored to be running with our governor, Henry McMaster.
I'm Mandy Powers Norrell, and I'm from Lancaster, a community that was devastated a decade ago when our textile mill closed.
Evett is a political newcomer. The upstate business owner says a set of fresh eyes is what the state needs.
I think anytime you bring a fresh perspective into something, you see things with new eyes. I'm excited to work with them to break down the silos that seem to happen in Columbia, to make sure programs are running efficiently, that we're spending the hard-earned money that the taxpayers of South Carolina are sending to Columbia, that we're spending it the best way possible.
Powers Norrell is a state representative.
I always think it's so funny when people argue for inexperience as equaling fresh ideas. You know, if you need to get your car worked on, are you going to go to somebody who's never worked on a car because they might have a fresh idea about how to fix your car? I've been working in government for over 20 years. I've been in the legislature for the past 6 years, and I know how to get things done.
Introductions aside, the two debated health care. Mandy Powers Norrell.
Because on day one, after James Smith is sworn in, he is going to accept the federal health care funds, and he is going to provide health care coverage for 300,000 South Carolinians who don't have it today.
Pamela Evett.
That right there is something that would scare every accountant that's sitting right here in the state of South Carolina, is the bill is coming, and we'll figure out how to pay for it when it gets here. You still have to find that money to fund it. And if you're not going to take it away from one of the five programs that are already in place, where are you going to get the money?
They talked about poverty. Pamela Evett.
I think the best way we can advocate for the poor is to have economic development thriving in our state. By bringing good jobs into South Carolina, that helps the poor.
Mandy Powers Norrell.
I hear this about how we need to recruit businesses to our area, but it leaves out one very important aspect of how we recruit those businesses to our area, and that is having a well-educated workforce prepared for the jobs that are here today and the jobs that are coming tomorrow.
And in the wake of yet another mass shooting, the Lieutenant Governor Pickett debated gun control. Pamela Evett.
I think we have gun laws on the books. I think we need to make sure we enforce them. I think one thing we have to do is we have to concentrate on mental health. We have to address that as a problem. The other thing I think we have to do is we need to now make sure if we see something, we say something.
Mandy Powers Norrell.
We have to curb hate speech. We have to curb the way that we talk about people we disagree with. And, you know, James and I have always stood with law enforcement to make sure that we close the Charleston loophole, that we don't allow AR-15s to be sold in Walmart, that we have strict requirements for concealed weapons permit, and that
Thank
we
you.
Don't allow permitless carry.
This election is the first time the lieutenant governor's race will be on the same ticket as the governor, similar to that of president and vice president. And after 40 years, this race will produce the state's second only female lieutenant governor. And here's a good web extra for you. Follow the story online at southcarolinapublicradio.org to learn more about the state's first female lieutenant governor, Nancy Stephenson. See a glimpse of how many votes she earned in the 1978 general election. And hear USC political science professor Olden Dick on the significance of this year's election, which is Tuesday, November 6th. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.